blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Of Jesus Christ, follow me. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Greetings to all our listeners around the globe. May the Lord bless you and be with you. Today, we continue with the series that started several weeks ago, The Commands of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ came physically to this world, one of his goals is to reconcile us with the Father. We were sinners and estranged from our Creator because of our sin and disobedience. During his ministry, our Lord gave his disciples, and in an extension, he gave us many directives. And these teachings, directives, and commands what every item, every dot of our attention. Jesus' expectation was for us to obey his teachings. He made this clear in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 15, when he said, quote, "If you love me, obey my commandment," unquote. One of the best ways to show we love Jesus is not by shouting on the street corner, "I love Jesus, I love Jesus," or by posting on social media, "I love Jesus." It's good, but that's not the best way. The best way to show that you love Jesus is to obey his commandment. As if we need more explanation to this statement, Jesus further expatiated on it in the same chapter 14, verse 21, when he said, "Whoever has my commandment and keep them is the one who loves me. My Father will love the one who loves me, and I will love him and reveal myself to him," unquote. So we have identified many commandments to explore in this series. We are now in number 3. If you miss any of this message, visit our Facebook page or our YouTube page and watch them again. Share them whenever you want to. Today, we are going to explore the command to follow Jesus Christ. According to the account of Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 20, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. They are casting a net into the sea, for they are fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their net and followed him. It is essential to note that these disciples accepted the invitation. They did not ponder about it. The Bible said they immediately accepted the invite. They accepted the invitation without excuses, without conditions, without any parabolations. They could have given an excuse because they have plenty of excuses. They could have given excuses about their flourishing fishing businesses, but they did not. They could have given excuses about their illiteracy, but they did not. But instead, the invitation was immediately accepted without any preconditions. They could have said, "Lord, if I follow you, what's in for me?" They could have said, "Hey, Lord, if I follow you, will you make me rich? Or will you give me a promotion? Or will you give me all the luxuries of life?" They did not. They accepted the invitation without preconditions. They consider the invitation as a special grace from God. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 told us that God's grace that brings salvation has appeared to all men. So I am certain many of us has received many invitations and even honor many invitations. It might be invitation to wedding, to birthday, to even speaking engagement, to funeral ceremony, to housewarming, and many other invitations. The fact is, the most incredible invitation you can ever honor is the invitation to follow Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is inviting you today. Just as he invited Peter and Andrew and all others, he is inviting you to follow him. When Jesus Christ called us by his grace, we should not only remember what we are, but we ought also to think of what he can make us. Jesus Christ called us to be his disciples, to follow his teaching, to learn from him and conform to his commandments. Jesus was sent for a purpose, to reveal God and redeem sinners. We too, as his disciples, filled by his Spirit, are sent for a purpose, to tell his good news to the world, to become fishers of men, and bring people to God. Let our lives be reflections that point others to God. To be led by Holy Spirit, to be the light of the world, to become children of the Almighty. To be a disciple of Jesus means to point people to him. It means to tell the story of Jesus and his love so that others will love him and worship him. It means that we gladly seek more worshippers to join our rank as followers and missionaries around the whole world. Just Jesus commanded us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that he has commanded us. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the ages." Unquote. Jesus Christ is calling you today. Will you answer and honor this important invitation? My wish is for you to honor his calling and become his disciples. Follow me. After Jesus Christ was resurrected and the arrival of the Holy Spirit, the disciples recognized and understood that the steadfast love of Jesus Christ is better than life itself. That everything in this world is nothing compared to the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus as the Lord and Savior. That pain and prison and death are not the great dangers after all, but fear and disobedience and conformity to the world are the greatest danger we face as Christians. We need Holy Spirit to empower us to follow Jesus Christ forever. And our union with Christ by the Holy Spirit make us co-inheritors of God's kingdom. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Discipleship is to aim to be just like Jesus. We follow Jesus by adhering to the scriptures. A disciple of Jesus is a worshiper, a servant, and a witness of God's grace. Worshiping Jesus, gladly reflecting back to him the radiance of his word, is the greatest act of any creature. To follow Jesus means to worship him exclusively. Jesus' disciples are on a mission to tell his good news around the world. The basis of God choosing you to follow him is not in you. No, it's not. But it's in the amazing grace of God. So following Jesus means leaving something behind. For example, the Samaritan woman left her water pitcher. Matthew left his tax table. Peter left his fishing business. And Saul, later called Paul, left his persecution business to follow Jesus. Choose to follow him today. He is calling you. Jesus Christ is inviting you at this time. Can you hear his voice? Listen to him in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. He said, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light," unquote. Did you hear that? I pray that you honor this invitation. Follow me. Follow Jesus Christ. Follow the only Savior of the world. He promised to give your soul peace. The fact remains, anybody in this world, nobody in this world loves you more than Jesus Christ. His love transcends all our imagination. May the Lord continue to give us his grace, to see him more clearly, to follow him more passionately, and to love him more dearly. Amen. Thank you for listening to this message. Please share this message with everyone you know. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, Word of God. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotame of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week, stay blessed.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is waste your time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.